Many of us have our own interpretation of what addiction actually is. We use the word to describe cravings or desires for many things other than drugs. For example, food, shopping, gambling, video games, and sex are just a few examples of what we tend to tag addiction onto. Nevertheless, addictions, as I mentioned at the beginning, destroy relationships, marriages, and families. They can result in financial ruin and destroy one's sense of self. Friends and family struggle to cope with this problem, and many are at a loss about what they should be doing or how they can help effect change and intervene in that person's life. And I'm pleased to introduce Jeff Norbury, who is Executive Director of Newgate 180. And Newgate 180 has grown to include a comprehensive suite of medical, psychological, and professional addictions counseling programs and services. And I should also mention to everybody that is listening, so that there is no bias and so that so people understand where I'm coming from, I do provide medical services for Newgate 180. This is not an advertisement for Newgate 180. The point of this hour is to be able to provide you with information about addictions in a general sense. If there are any specific concerns that you have, specific questions that you have, issues that have come up in your lives, things that you're recognizing in other people, as I mentioned, in friends or family members, and what to do. If you have a teen that is now abusing drugs and not knowing what to do, this is the time to call. Jeff Norbury has had extensive experience in this area, and I'd be more than happy to discuss the issue with him. And good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Barry. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I'm very excited about the opportunity to listen, and that is most important, this particular illness, listening. And I really, really encourage your listeners out there to please take the time to call in. You are not alone.
Now, Newgate offers services for men, so I wanted to ask just beginning, the scope of addictions in Canada for men and for women. Do we have any data knowing how many people are suffering from this condition? And this can be very a difficult question because not everybody admits to having a problem.
That's correct. And that is one of the problems in this particular illness is being rooted in anonymity and privacy issues and the fact that it's a disease or illness that really isn't talked about. A lot of data that does come out tends to be either dated or certainly not up to date in that regard. We do know from studies with the Canadian Mental Health Association and some of our empirical studies that up to 10% of the adult population in Canada, and let me qualify that by saying working population, that's where we drive our program through, 10% of those people are in certain crisis positions, directly or indirectly, as a result of substance abuse and addiction.
Is there an age stratification? That is, do you see differences in the types of addictions, the social circumstances, the job situations, the financial situations? Is there a difference with regards to the age of a person and the addiction or the type of addiction that they have?
Addiction basically hits everybody, every social class, every age group, rich and poor and everything in between. However, based on our studies and our experience with our clientele, we do find that there's a tendency amongst older male that alcohol is, let's say, the major as opposed to minor situation. Unfortunately, and I really want to hit this message home this afternoon, there is a dramatic increase in our numbers and requests for younger people starting out with some very, very scary and dangerous substances, crack cocaine, crystal meth, and things of that nature. So in answer to your question, Barry, we are seeing differences in addiction in terms of age groups and demographics. In the older groups, it's still alcohol. There's an advent now in terms of our professional segment where you're looking at prescription drugs. But certainly with the young people, there's a lot more crack cocaine, methamphetamines, and things of that nature.
Now, I also would like to define what we mean by addiction, because as I mentioned earlier, it tends to be a word that's either overused or overplayed with regards to, you know, I have an addiction to chocolate, or I have
Absolutely.
An addiction to, you know, to all, things that you wouldn't, you know, you say, okay, you may like chocolate a lot, you may eat it a lot, but mm-hmm. addiction itself, the definition of that is very specific.
Absolutely. And my goal today is to keep things as simple as possible so people can understand. And I would classify or identify with addiction the complete loss of control. And addiction being the manifestation of substance abuse, but clearly a loss of control from a psychological and physical perspective.
So why do addictions happen? I think one of the questions family ask is why has this happened? Why is this happening? Where does this come from? Is this because of how someone has been brought up? Are there genetic predispositions? Are there life circumstances that have led to this? What leads people to abuse substances?
It's a combination of all of those things, and also it can be classified as well as environmental in terms of the place you live. But looking at it from a biological, psychological, a social, physical, and familial, which actually most programs are based on, there are various degrees of each one of those areas that that can manifest or bring people into those areas where they become addicted to substances. People just don't wake up one day and say, "I'm going to become addicted." And one area that is really, really we have to be very, very careful with is alcohol tends to be addictive over a longer period of time in terms of physical and psychological manifestations. But some of the drugs like cocaine and crystal meth can be instantly addicted. And the damage that that does, from an emotional point of view, is it actually can retard certain fundamental brain activity.
Well, we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what the effects addictions have on behavior and with respect to patients I've seen as well who mm-hmm. have gone through and done things that you would think are just, you wouldn't do stuff like this, and just the inappropriateness of certain behaviors, and yet they're driven to do this and feel terrible about it as well. Taking your calls, and I know there are people listening who know somebody who has either an alcohol or drug problem. I know that it's a sensitive issue and that people are reticent to talk in public about this. We don't have to give out your name if you want to call up. We can just have you call up anonymously if you want to talk about this issue. This is extremely important, and I'd like you to take advantage of this opportunity to get some information. We're talking with Jeff Norbury, Executive Director of Newgate 180. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and you're listening to Sunday House Call.